Fighters, did you know that the early bird eats, gets the fucking worm? Why? Because it got out there and it did what it had to do. Fucking got up and did the most important task for the day, and that's find fucking food. Now, I'm not an expert on bird behavior, okay? So if I got the details wrong there with a bird, but I'm just vamping on the quote, the early bird gets the worm. Well, in my world, the early bird eats. And guys, if you want to eat, you got to make sure that you are spending your best mental energy, on the things that are going to move the needle for you the most. That's what I want to talk about today, about you being effective here, guys. Nelson Mandela had a quote, and he said, "There is no passion to be found playing small in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living." Well, here's what's crazy. Here's why I'm talking about early bird eats. Brain scientists have found that as a day goes on, your brain power diminishes. Your decision-making ability diminishes, all right? Which is why so many people talk about get up and win the day, right? And there's all these things out there about start the day and, you know, working out and habits in the morning and this and that. And guys, I'm here to say the same thing. If you want to live to your potential, perform to your potential, you got to get an early start, okay? Get up and feed yourself first. Get up and move your body. Instead of getting up, rolling over and looking at your phone, answering an email, you know, doing a half-ass shower and brush your teeth and jump into your truck and go to work, and then you just start taking whatever fucking comes your way, get up and be proactive. Okay, back to the fight planner, right? That's the whole purpose of this thing. Left side, we're working on your head. The right side, we're working on your business. And you got to know where you're going. If you're going to eat, you got to know what kind of food you're going to go eat. You got to know what the task is for the day. So it's super important that you are disciplined about the things you say no to first thing in the morning and the things you say yes to. Too many of us have busy mornings, and we're allowing the day's agenda and other people's agendas come into our life and keep us from living to the potential that you're capable of living. And I want to encourage you guys, all right, if you got to get up 15 minutes earlier, half an hour earlier, doesn't matter what it is. You need to put your start time of work back a little bit. And, you know, if you normally start on a job site at 7, you got to make it 7:30 so you can fucking eat, then you make sure you do that. The people that do that accomplish the most. I'll tell you right now, I accomplish, because I know what my tasks are every day. I know what I have to do and I know where I'm going. I truly accomplish more in the first 2 hours of my day towards my goals than what I would if I just kind of reacted to everything and tried to fit shit in during the day. It's funny, the days that I'm totally focused and I get up and I do my thing and I eat, okay, the early bird eats. When I do those high impact activities early in the day that are leading me towards my goals and I'm taking command of my energy, my best brain power, my best creativity, my best decision-making abilities, I'm often left standing there by 8:39 in the morning going, well, fuck, now that's done. What am I going to do the rest of the day? So I know a lot of you guys, you're working in the field, you're building stuff, you're fixing stuff, but there's still bigger goals that you have in your business, whether it be marketing or, you know, raising up your team or whatever. So guys, make the time to first take care of yourself and then make time to eat and chip away eating that elephant one bite at a time, working towards your big ass goals. All right, today's business tip here in the fight, guys, we go forever on this one. We're not going to. I'm going to simplify this for you. And it's really answering the question, who is your perfect client? Who's your ideal client? This is super important to know, because we're not going to be a fit for everybody. We're not going to be a perfect fit for every type of job, every type of project, every geographical location. And I want to give you a couple things here that I think will help you. It's helped a lot of people that we work with here in the fight. The first is this. I want you to write down the 5 to 10 best clients you've ever had. Okay. Write them down. And then And then I want you to cross names out until you get down to one. And that one is the person that you would like to clone. That if every phone call that came in was from a person like this, and every job you ever did was a person like this, that's the first thing. Then you got to just start asking yourself some questions. Hey, where'd they find us? What was their motive? What did we deliver that others didn't deliver? What were they frustrated with? And I want you to also pick up the phone and call them and just say, hey, you know, Julie or Mary or Dave or whoever, you've hired us several times. I know you're happy with us. Super appreciate the reviews you've given us. You've had us back and, you know, told your friends about us. Can I get 5 minutes of your time? I just really want to pick your brain and really understand what was it about us. Okay. So that's first thing, guys, and just shut your mouth and listen. Second thing is this, I want you to sit down and think about the types of projects that you do that number one, are what I call low friction. They're easy to perform. Guys, I'm all about low friction in life. Okay. Let's not make shit harder than it needs to be. Second category. So what's a low friction project? What is the most profitable types of work that you do? And the third thing is what's most enjoyable? What's fun? And the intersection of those things, you'll often find your ideal client type, and you'll often find the ideal project that you should be doing. So for instance, you know, when many years ago, we used to do interior painting, exterior painting, decks and fences and drywall repair, pressure washing, all this stuff. Well, we would job cost all these things. And there were interior painting was always our highest gross profit type project. And we enjoyed it. And it was low friction because we didn't have to deal with weather and all that stuff. So we spent the majority of our marketing time and money strictly going after building the fuck out of our interior painting side of the business. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll talk to you tomorrow.